In this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, we sit down with Dia and Brana, the high school student hosts of Yana LV on WDIY 88.1 FM. They explain how they got started on their iPhones, how they secured their first guests, made the foray to WDIY, and why the topic of mental health is so important to them. Thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadine of Remax Realty, Wind Creek Event Center, Lehigh Valley Health Network, WDIY, Banco Beverage Company, and our friends at Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub. Now, let's get into it and talk more and learn about Yana LV with Dia and Brana.
My name is Dia. I am a senior at Moravian Academy High School.
My name is Brana. I am also a senior at Moravian Academy High School.
And can you tell me a little bit about your program? Number one, what is it called? I know it's Yana LV, but what does that stand for and where did it originally start?
So Yana LV stands for You Are Not Alone, Lehigh Valley.
So the summer before me and Brana were juniors, so it was the end of our sophomore year in like June and July, we decided to start this podcast because we both had interest in mental health. Mm-hmm. And our stories individually were so different, but they overlapped with the idea of mental health and giving it to a bigger audience.
Honestly, I feel like me and Dia, or Dia and I, we're very active on social media, I would say. Like, we have TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, like, all that. And honestly, I haven't seen a lot of younger individuals getting more involved in mental health. And I feel like that's really important, especially because I feel like if you're seeing, I guess it's good that there's, like, you know, people with more lived experiences that are talking about mental health. But I feel like also mental health affects everyone of all ages. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's really important to have someone with a younger, you know, point of view, hasn't had so many experiences and is just living their day-to-day life, you know, suffering with, you know, various things going on. So,
And with social media, like even from my generation, it's very much, it's curated. It's what you want to show people.
Yeah.
But still, it's difficult sometimes to figure that out. Like, hey, that other girl isn't happy all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm comparing myself to them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So do you find amongst your peers, do you see mental health problems from yourself?
Yeah, like so I would just say, like, even in high school, like, even the people around me, like, the people that Brana and I, like, go, like, just in general that we surround ourselves with, like, for example, like, if a girl is, you know, smiling to the world, happy, like, seems like the most bubbly person, like, in the world, it's not true. She might be dealing with the most deepest things herself, and she's afraid to tell other people because, you know, she doesn't think that would be accepted, but that's not true. That's also another reason we started this podcast, because the idea of you are not alone means that we're a community and that we're going to support one another. And like, if you're going through something, it doesn't make you like a bad person. It doesn't make you negative in any way. It's just that you're going through something and we want to support you. And we think as a community, there are people with the same shared experiences that can support you.
That's great. I mean, a lot of it is people thinking like, nobody wants to hear my problems. Yeah. Nobody cares. Like, why would you care about this? And it's kind of like, no, there are people that do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, talk to me about the actual podcast itself. Mm-hmm. What did you guys do? Like, how did you record it? How did you disseminate it?
Yeah. So we started, again, what Dia said, going to junior year, we wanted to do something with mental health. It's something that, and we've had podcasts, like a podcast before, and it wasn't really a topic that we were too interested in. It was, like, for mainly, like, our school, and it was, like, it was fun, but we were, like, okay, let's do a topic we're both interested in. So then we started with that idea, and then we went into just emailing, like, cold emailing different professors, different people in the Lehigh Valley we thought could be interesting about who knew about, like, different things about mental health, you know, how mental health correlates with someone having ADHD or, you know, the psychological aspects of mental health, like how clinical depression works in your brain, like that kind of thing. So we were just...
Or even like individual stories, for example.
Yeah, like just stories. And so like we emailed like a really good friend of ours with, who's actually featured on WDIY, like who tore her ACL at our school like twice. And so talked about, her mental health impact on that.
And how are you interviewing them? Was it like Zoom stuff? Like what were you doing technically?
So actually when we first, as Brana said, it was a long process. So when we first started, we would just record on our phones.
Great.
And you know, technology is everywhere. Yeah. And you know, it's so convenient. Like you open like one of the apps on your phone, you record it. And obviously it's not as great editing as we have at this here at the studio. Yeah. But it was a start.
Talk to me about, so you guys get super world famous here and WDIY comes calling. Like, how does that happen? That's pretty neat that a radio station, an independent one at that, picks you up, for lack of a better term. How does that happen?
So as Brana said, we first started, it took a very long process. Mm-hmm. But so we first started on our phones.
Right.
And then in that process, when we first started videoing with our phones, we had a teacher who struggled with bipolar disorder, and she wrote a book about it. And she heard about it, like, she was on the podcast, and she was really inspired by it. And she told us, oh my God, you guys are doing such a good thing. And you should really, there's a radio, like a national mental health, like radio news, like program online that I think would really be interested in you guys, having you guys like on their like network. Mm-hmm. And we were like, of course. So we got introduced to that. And then after that, I don't remember. I just remember Brana calling me and she was so excited. She's like, Tia, guess who called? And it was, I was like, who? She was like, WDIY, like NPR. And I was like, what? And actually, the funny thing was, this was our first goal. Mm-hmm. Like NPR, but it took such a long time to get there. And like in that process, like we kind of like, not saying that we forgot about it, but we just had so much other, like we were like really enjoying like what we were doing that like it just kind of came, fell into our laps.
Well, and I think that's the important thing, right? Is you're enjoying it. You're kind of like, oh yeah. And by the way, people come calling. Like mm-hmm. that's, in my opinion, the way to approach it. So when you do approach it and you are cold calling, you said you interviewed your professors, mm-hmm. you interview like some of your friends, I would imagine, and other people in the community. How are you going about doing that? Are you doing the whole, like, we're researching ahead of time?
Yeah.
And you know, how do you approach a podcast episode? I'm so curious.
Do you want to speak?
Yeah, sure. So honestly, it's just, you know, who we can contact. We base it off of that. And then we do research ahead of time, because usually like when we contact the person and they actually get back to us, because most of the time in the beginning they wouldn't get back to us, which is okay, you know, that's just a part.
Jerks. Yeah. Come on. You should answer back, people.
Yeah, so it was a long process. Like sometimes we would have to send 5 emails to 5 different people just to get one episode. Yeah.
So
really?
Yeah.
You know, so then we would research the topic, because we would schedule the podcast like a month later, you know, because that's usually when it can fit into their schedule. And then then we'd start researching, and then we'd share like some questions with them like ahead of time and just be like, are you comfortable with this? And then
I mean, you're very comfortable in your, you know, conversational manner, so that goes a long way. When you come to WDIY, how does that go? I'm sure it kind of opens up just the resources, right?
Yeah.
So less people are saying no because you're like, I'm a WDIY.
Yeah.
So how has this experience been, having a studio and coming in here? How has it been for you guys?
I would say from our start, it was very different. And obviously, it's very different from recording on an iPhone.
Sure.
Just because, you know, I remember our first episode, we were like, oh my goodness, because we had our headphones and the microphone.
Yeah.
And it was a whole studio setup.
Like,
and it was just really nice, and it was a really like proud moment for both of us. So
we were so excited. I actually even brought my dad into the studio.
Oh,
like,
I would too. That's,
I know, like literally the next episode, I think the second episode we had, I brought my dad and I was like, you have see this. Like, I was so excited about it. And I still am. Like, walking in here is just like, it feels so professional.
Yeah.
Again, because I'm so, like, me and Dia, we're so used to having like literally our iPhones, like
our iPhone set.
How is it amongst your peers?
When we first started, I'll be honest with you, I would say that the people around us, like our classmates, they like were really positive about it.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh my God, that's so cool that you guys have your own show and it's about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And also a lot of them, actually some of them have been on it. Like Brana said, like one of our friends and classmates, she tore her ACL twice and she's been on the show. So it's been nice.
And I'm sure like that's been helpful for her too, to be able to talk to people. Are there any things that maybe stick out to you guys, you know, personally? Have there been any things that you're like, wow, this is really neat. This is why I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say for me, one, like I've loved when all of our guests have came on. So not trying to pick favorites or anything like that. But I would say like what really stuck with me was when, what was his name? David Robertson, right?
Yeah.
When David Robertson, he came on to talk about Joshua. And it's basically like an organization that talks about, that's for his brother, Josh, his little brother, who unfortunately passed away due to addiction. And, you know, obviously it's a very difficult situation, and he turned it into such a positive thing.
Yeah.
And that is what really stuck with me also. And then I would say our first ever episode on here.
His name's Herman. Okay. So he's actually a colleague of my mom. Okay. And he has a prosthetic leg. Okay. And he's an anesthesiologist. So, and the way that the questions we asked, and it was also our like first time like in an official setting.
Yes, so very much like,
yeah.
I get it.
So we were a little nervous, mm-hmm. but the way he spoke and the things that he said were very inspirational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys, let's talk about you guys as students. I mean, you're seniors. Like, mm-hmm. What are your personal plans that you're comfortable sharing?
Yeah, so I'm going to the University of Virginia to study biology, and I have hopes of being a plastic surgeon. So. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. So I'm going to New York University, NYU, and my plan is to study liberal studies and then political science or psychology and then do like pre-law and then go into law school.
That's excellent. So this is like, you know, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves and say, what are you going to do with the podcast? But yeah. Have you talked about that at all?
Yeah.
What are you planning on doing?
So me and Bron actually have had a couple of conversations about our podcast because obviously it's something we started together.
Sure.
And honestly, in college, we might do the thing that we did before on our phones because it's going to be the most convenient.
Well, like now is the time in the technology where you could keep the band rolling.
Yeah.
It's just obviously we can't come here and record at the studio, but we'll keep Yana alive.
Yeah.
So
you could do like a Christmas special.
Yeah.
DIY, right? Come in.
When we come back for like break, for sure.
Something like that. I know May is Mental Health Awareness Month, correct?
Yes, it is.
I guess if there are any young people listening, you know, what are maybe some of the things that you've taken to heart that you have learned? I know that mental health is a big, like, we want to make sure people are talking to professionals and reach out, you know, don't take everything with a grain of salt, of course, but are there any things that you've kind of taken to heart that have helped you, things that you have learned along the way?
I would say the understanding all, like it's good to understand the general message of, you know, talking to other people and maybe even just listening to like our previous episodes with so many different types of individuals with so many different types of stories has really helped me understand that, you know, even though our situations aren't exactly the same, we're still bringing attention to talking about the things that we go through. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is so important, is recognizing, you know, what is going on with our lives? You know, how are we going to move forward with this? Obviously, we don't want to look at it in a negative light and turn it into something positive. So I would say, you know, just looking at the more positive things.
One thing that has stuck with me is I think we talk about this a couple times in our episodes is that physical health is so like widespread. Everyone's like, oh, you know, you should like eat better, like move, you know, like get up and move, you know. But I feel like mental health isn't as talked about. But I think everyone has physical health. I think everyone has mental health, whether they recognize it or not. And I think just like normalizing that and talking about it is like the first big step, which has like been a big realization.
And that's what, I mean, you guys, I know people, the reason you're getting a lot of attention is because you're doing really good things. And being able to say, well, it's tough. It's tough when everyone's like, I don't want to talk about this. And you guys are like, oh, we're just going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. It takes, you know, leadership to do that. So it's good you're doing it. You mentioned Joshua, which is fun because we have a podcast with him next week.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, as we said, I was just emailing with Joshua. So it's great, and it's great that you guys are doing this. So let's do our call to action.
Tune in to Yana LV every third Thursday at WDIY 88.1
at 6:30 p.m. And remember, you are not alone.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.